They were lots worse than a rise, you know, a boil.
Yeah, and all that stuff that would come out of it would be gone.
Yeah, after you got that core out, all that old pus and stuff was...
Now, was there a kind of a, you know, something when you had a wound or something like that that wouldn't heal up right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, wouldn't there be some kind of flesh left there or something like that?
What they call pride flesh?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Let me see if I got a... Put his on. I can't see running right there.
Uh-huh.
What is that, not ice? You got not that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's what happened to that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's proud flesh?
It was, but when it healed up, see, it left that, see, it's just a, where the flesh, it buzzes out like that.
Yeah.
Some folks say spews out like that, and it was just a spewed out flesh, and then when it healed over, I mean, it healed up, it left that like that.
Yeah. Now, say a bee bit or something like that, you say your hand did, or when you get an infection, your hand...
It'd swell up.
Mm-hmm. And it'll stay, say, for a long time, it'll stay.
Well, sometimes it'd stay for several days. Now, my daddy had bees, and I was used to getting stung. Some folks are saying they didn't swell up so bad, but... They make me swell. If one stung me on my face, say if they stung me on this side, it'd swell so bad till maybe it'd close up the side.
Really?
Yeah.
My granddaddy used to raise it too.
Yeah.
What sort of stinging insects do you know about?
Well, there's the wasp and the bumblebee and the honeybee and the yellow jacket. Now, the yellow jacket's the one we'd have when we was grinding cane and making syrup. They were really good. Now they were kind of, they were rough too. They were kind of like a bee. Well, most all of them were.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have that insect that would kind of have a long, thin body and would stay around the water?
Wasp.
Well, some people, these didn't bite. Some people would say there was a snake nearby when you'd see it. Flew around. Snake doctor or a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, I've seen mosquito hawks. Yeah, we used to get out at night and the mosquito hawks used to fly around late and even between sunset and dark, and we'd get out and we were cheering and playing and we'd chase them things, get something, knock them down. It was just amusing to us to get out and see how many of them we could get knocked down.
And the thing that would light up?
Lightning bug.
Uh-huh.
You don't ever see no lightning bugs? No, I don't. I haven't seen a lightning bug in years and years. I think when they started using this poison and insecticide for killing insects, you know, on the farms, I think they must have got rid of them like that.
Yeah. Now, what about the things that... They fly around light at night, around a bowl.
Well,
and you try and catch
camelbats.
Camelbats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't light up, but they'll gather around the lights. It's just
around
a little some call them camel bugs.
Uh-huh.
They'll gather around the light. Well, there's several different kind of bugs that will gather around.
Like what?
I can't think what they call them.
They'll gather around a what?
A light.
Bug?
If they gather around a light bug, any kind of light you have that.
Well, what about the kinds that eat your clothes? Do you have them?
Moths?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have normal. Somehow you might find somewhere. Ones eat your clothes. A long time ago, they were bad to eat your clothes.
Yes, ma'am.
But they were called moths. They were a little long, white looking.
Yeah. You use something to stop them?
Well, I don't really remember because I...
You put those little balls in your clothes now,
don't you? Oh, yeah, moth balls, yeah. Yeah, I did because I remember since I married, I used mothballs, but they used to be worse a long time ago than are now, and you don't ever have to have none now, but you could buy, and you can buy moth powder, but they used to be little balls, and you'd stick them back and among your clothes, and
Did you ever see, well, what kind of fish do you have here? Do you fish much?
No, I don't like fish. Well, we have the trout. Well, some folks call them bass.
Yes.
The same thing. And catfish and perch. There's different kinds of perch, you know. I think some of them call them the red-bellied perch, some of them's just, it's called warm-mouth perch, and different kinds of perch.
Okay.
And too, we used to have a little red-eye. I got a sister that loves to fish. And we went and fished in the, I didn't know fish much. I fished a little bit once in a while with her, but you catch a little red eye back then, till today she loves them.